Sounds like you got a starting goalie on your team that you know pretty well. James Reimer with a new contract. I would guess it's a good thing. Players hear this and think that's great, given how he played at the end of last season. And like I said, Keith's a guy, James is a guy that you've gotten to know well since joining the Leafs organization.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's I know all of us are pretty happy for him. It's pretty cool when a guy comes up like that in the middle of the year and really makes a name for himself and plays as well as he did. So I think everybody's pretty excited for him, and it's good that he's sticking around, and you couldn't have a better guy on your team.
Keith, we were talking earlier about the Stanley Cup Finals and the way Tim Thomas is playing and how much confidence it gives the Bruins. Do you find that for you and Luke Shen and the rest of the defense corps, when Reimer's in there and playing as well as he did at the end of the season, it gave you guys extra confidence? It just made you better defensemen all around?
Oh, for sure. We talked about it the whole last part of the season there when we were playing well. We got so much confidence from him when he'd make the save, and that's just what you hope for from your goalie, is to make that first save, and we try to clear out the rebounds and box guys out, and he did a great job of that. And some of the big saves he made just really changed games, and we won so many games just because of some of those big saves that he made for us. So no, I couldn't agree more. He gave us a ton of confidence down the stretch there.
This is a pro and con for a guy like you, Keith, because you're signed going into next season, but James Reimer is going to have to pay for a huge dinner. Luke Shen's going to have to pay for a huge dinner. Hopefully Clark MacArthur, Tyler Bozak, this, you may not pay for food till like Christmas.
Hey, that's awesome.
You have to do it next year when you sign your mega-jillion-dollar deal, right?
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know about that, but no, it looks pretty good going into next season.
Tell us about the group as a whole, though. Like I said, with Luke Shen, Carl Gunnarsson, you as part of the core, Dion, Mike Komisarek, Brett Levin. We met Matt Lashoff. Matt Lashoff came in and we were talking about his album. What a musical talent. It's a good core right now. I know you'd say, hey, anytime a team gets a chance to make themselves better, they will. But the way you guys played as a unit the last couple months of last season with James behind you, surely you're to the point where you say, if they left us alone, if it's just us coming back, that's good with us because we feel like we're going to play better and better hockey.
Yeah, I think that's what all of us would say. We gelled pretty good as a group last year, and we had a lot of fun playing together. And, I think we got a lot better as it went on. And that's what's the most exciting thing, is how much better we can get next year. So, exactly. We'd love to say, leave us alone. We'll do the job for you, but you never know what happens. But we're pretty excited with the group we have coming back, that's for sure.
Keith, when you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals and sitting around with your family, you're watching and you're thinking, you know what, just give us some time and give us some extra players and maybe someday we could be there.
Yeah, when you watch that and you watch how much fun it would be, and you watch the atmospheres in these cities and how the cities jump on your back, and it would just be such an amazing feeling, such an amazing, time to be in that situation. So I think it just makes us want it that much more, seeing the success these guys have and seeing all the hard work they put into it, you just want it that much more. So, everybody's goal next year is going to be, to be in the positions that these two teams are in right now.
How do you reflect on where you were 12 months ago at this time? Your summer, you're rehabbing what was a serious injury. I don't know where you were in the process in mid-June last year, but you hadn't played an NHL game yet, and then boom, people were really happy with how you played, really happy with the grit you showed, how responsible were in your own end, and now people look and say, boy, we expect him to get even better next year. You probably have the same expectations of yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot different of a summer for me. Last summer at this time, I was doing a little rehab for my shoulder. I still didn't have full range of motion, and spending most of my energy on rehabbing my shoulder. Whereas this summer, I'm right into a full workout program and working on my whole body and working out on full body strength instead of just my one shoulder. So, I expect more than anyone that I'll be a lot better this year. And I'm a tall, lanky guy that's going to grow into his frame and just continuing to get better every year. So. It's a really exciting summer for me.
You speak about growing into your frame. Does Ron Wilson, the coaching staff, the strength and conditioning coaches, have a target weight that they like you to be at when you come to camp?
No, I don't think a target weight. I think it's more just about strength, and you know, they definitely want me to be stronger and quicker and more aggressive. You know, so those are the main things I'm going to work on throughout the summer. And our strength and conditioning guy, Anthony Belza, does a great job with sending us programs and making sure we're all on the same page and, you know, bringing us to camp in the best shape as possible. So, no, it'll be a fun summer, you know, getting stronger and quicker.
Now, before you go, I would assume Toronto's very cosmopolitan and there's Leaf fans here, there's Canadians fans, there's some Canucks fans. I would guess CFL-wise, you are a big... Is there a person in the province of Saskatchewan that cheers for the Argos or the Ticats or somebody besides the Green Riders? Did you grow up with a deep, deep, passionate love of the Green Riders?
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody does. It's just ingrained in you. When you're born in Saskatchewan, you're instantly a Rider fan, so everybody cheers for them, and you know, they're the talk of the province, that's for sure. So we don't have much else in the way of pro teams at all around here, so... the Rough Riders are the way to go. So
just tell me you won't change that, because there'll be some people like you. You sound like a guy very true to your word, very dedicated. You know, don't come here and just because some media guys think you should start cheering for the Argos or some, don't do it. I mean, if it's Saskatchewan, Toronto in the Grey Cup, tell them you want Saskatchewan to win. You know, 82-3. It's okay.
Well, that's kind of a given. Yeah, I'm not
okay.
going to change my CFL team. That's for sure. No matter where I am.
Are you still working on the family farm, Keith?
Yeah, I sure am.
So can you just take us through, for the listeners, what kind of chores would you do today, aside from working out?
Well, actually, right now we're on a little bit of holidays. The last couple weeks we're really busy with seeding and getting all our seed planted and growing before it gets too late. So the last 3 weeks we're sitting on tractors and seeding about 3,500 acres of crops, so it was pretty busy.
3,500 acres. That's some serious work, Greg. You couldn't
handle
that.
That's not bad. No, 35 I could. I used to pick, rocks when our septic bed blew up.
Oh, is that right?
15 years ago. That's the hunters do that every summer.
Yikes.
Believe it or not.
Good for you, Keith.